This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card, you can earn 5% back at Walmart online, 2% at Walmart in-store, restaurants, and travel, and 1% everywhere else. When you want all that, you need the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. What's in your wallet? Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Dear podcast listener, before we get to our new episode, just a moment about what we do here at Latino USA and how you can help support us. So I'm in the studio with the one and only Antonia Cerejido, producer for Latino USA. Antonia, hello.
Hi, Maria.
So it's been a pretty incredible year, huh?
Yeah, we met Pitbull.
You were not going to give up until we got that interview. But we did it. It was a great interview.
One of the most surreal days of my life.
So why did you want to do that interview? And what does that kind of mean for you in terms of your work for Latino USA?
Well, I think that one of the things I most value about Latino USA is how we really cover a wide spectrum of Latinidad and what that experience is here in the U.S. And so, obviously, immigration is in the news a lot. We talk a lot about important policy issues that are impacting the lives of Latinx across the country. But as you know, I'm a big fan of some of our pop culture segments, and that's sort of where a lot of times my critical eye turns towards.
You also did a story that took months to do. It was the story of an undocumented family in New York. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to do this story.
I think when it comes to representation, on the radio, we think of, like, who is it that we're listening to? And so often we do stories about people who are undocumented, who are documented. I think it meant a lot that we were pitched somebody who wanted to tell their own story, and we gave them sort of the tools and the space to construct their own narrative. Because representation is not just an issue of who we as a show decide to cover, but also who we have working for us and getting the opportunity to tell their own story, not mediated by a reporter, but in their own words. And I think that that was a very moving experience to work so closely with someone who was doing a lot of difficult and deep interrogation into their own life.
We thank you so much, Antonia, for bringing so much love and professionalism to your work at Latino USA every day.
Thank you, Maria.
So as we're getting to the end of the year, it's really a good time to think about contributing. And, you know, just think about all the great stories that we brought you in 2019. And so when you make an end of the year gift to your NPR station, you'll be supporting the stations and the stories that matter to you. So support Latino USA and support your local public radio station by donating today. Visit donate.npr.org/Latino USA. And thank you. Gracias.
So we both have a struggle with anxiety for all these years. We found a way and a great tool to cope with that anxiety, or to look at it as a friend and accept it. It's also good for creativity.
From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, heavy metal on acoustic guitars. In the late 1990s, after they'd played in a lot of different heavy metal bands for many years, Rodrigo y Gabriela, best friends, decided to ditch their native Mexico and embark on a European journey. They settled in Dublin, Ireland, where they swapped out their electric guitars for acoustic ones, and they became street performers. The band has come a long way since. In 2006, their self-titled album, Rodrigo y Gabriela, debuted at number one on the Irish album chart. Their work has appeared on Hollywood films and television shows, from AMC's Breaking Bad to DreamWorks' Puss in Boots and Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. In this How I Made It segment, Rodrigo y Gabriela take us back to their band's origins and tell us how heavy metal influenced their acoustic sound.
I'm My name is Gabriela. I'm a musician. I play guitar and I play in a band called Rodrigo y Gabriela.
My name is Rodrigo and I am a musician, a composer, and I play guitar as well for Rodrigo and Gabriela.
I grew up listening to all sorts of music, but not Mexican music. At home, my mom used to listen to 60s rock, from Beatles to Rolling Stones.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
And also she was a big fan of boleros. At least most Mexican families, especially old generations, they love bolero music, which actually is guitar-based. I was exposed to great music since I was very young.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor.
But then eventually, for me, was blues also and rock. I was more attracted musically to play. I was very excited to learn how to play those things.
When I was very young, I was introduced to heavy metal. Back in the day, in early 80s, it was more like a glam rock.
You show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot.
In the 82, 83 changed and my taste moved towards more thrash metal area and heavy metal. And then I stayed there for many years.
What was that made me attracted to the instrument? I think for me in general was music, but the guitar, it seemed like a more easy instrument to access because you can get cheap guitars somewhere.
The reason I was attracted to the instrument is because I wanted to be a drummer. But I never got any from my parents and I was a kid, and so I couldn't buy one myself, and I had the two guitars at home, and I was playing with my brother, which is 5 years older than me, and you know, after a couple of years of playing with him, then I was glad that I picked it up instead of the drums. I love drumming, but I guess I love more guitar nowadays.
The way we met, me and Rodrigo, was back in Mexico City in a cultural house, like we call Casa de la Cultura. Usually in those places that they have like drama lessons and some like arts, you know, activities, community activities. And so then I saw Rodrigo playing the drums, and he was playing with a girl was playing the bass and his brother was playing the other guitar. And they were jamming One from Metallica.
Now the world is gone, I'm just one.
He was playing the drums, so and I was like, wow, there is a metal band and they have a girl playing the bass. So I was very excited. So somehow we met each other, we talked about the guitar and all of that. And so we were 15-year-old and we went very into Sepultura and all the usual suspects of metal music.
Gab and I, we spent years playing a metal band, and in 1998 we decided to leave the band because we had already spent like 7 years and we wanted to travel and we were tired of trying to make it big.
The reason we decided not to stay in Mexico City was because, at least personally, I wanted to travel the world so badly since I was a little girl. And I think for Rodrigo it was the same.
We just went to Europe. That was in 1999. We started playing on the streets and the duo just suddenly started without planning, you know, to become a duo. We just needed to have some money to pay the rent, and we traded the electric guitars for the acoustics, and that's when the duo really started.
We reset our definition of success. So for us, success at that time was travel and play.
have a new album called The Metabolution. Metabolution is an effort that we just wanted to portray something different. We wanted to have a kind of a concept that kept the original sound of the two guitars, but adding something new. And in order to achieve that, we had to write and approach the composition part of the process differently. And we wrote the songs in the form of a regular song with vocals and writing songs with lyrics. As an instrumentalist, that changes the whole game because it gives you like a clear map of a melody, which is in a way much more simpler than a melody you would write without any limitations of singing it.
Music is healing, not just for musicians, just music heals. And so we need more music for the world.
What keeps us going after 20 years and more is to know that what we do is a service. I mean, music is so powerful and has healed us continuously. The way I was inspired by musicians back in the day, I hope we do that. Every night we play, that's our intention. If we keep the intention of being present and giving, especially that, giving something, like knowing that we are there to give, not to receive. The only reason we are out there is just to bring some good. And we know music has that power, and we are just the instrument.
Rodrigo y Gabriela are celebrating their comeback to the spotlight with their new album titled Metavolution, which earned them their first Grammy Award nomination. This episode was produced by Juan Diego Ramirez and Ginny Montalvo, and edited by Fernanda Camarena. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Sofia Palizacar, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, Janice Yamoka, and Alisa Escarce, with help from Joanne DeLuna. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholz. Our digital team includes Julio Ricardo Varela and Amanda Alcantara. Our intern is Adriana Tapia. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on all of our social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. And the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, they step in to act. In emergencies and their aftermath, they provide essential health care, run hospitals and clinics, perform surgery, battle epidemics, carry out vaccination campaigns, and more. Information on their efforts and campaigns in over 70 countries can be found at doctorswithoutborders.org.
The chatbot on Sheila's phone is supposed to ask her questions, but when she starts asking it questions, it sends her poetry.
Secret dwelling place, mysteries held in the dirt, time has other plans.
What happens when you treat artificial intelligence with love? On the new episode of Invisibilia from NPR.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, a story from Colombia called falsos positivos, false positives, about human rights abuses, murder, guerrillas, and the Colombian military.
This is one of the worst episodes of mass atrocities in Western Hemisphere in recent decades.
That's next time on Latino USA.